When I was an army chaplain, my soldiers asked me all kinds of questions about God, life, relationships, the Bible, and I answered them as best I could. They also called me Padre. Welcome to the Dear Padre podcast. I'm glad you're here. I hope something you hear today encourages you.
A reading from the prophet Habakkuk. A prayer of the prophet Habakkuk. According to Shigonoth, O Lord, I have heard of your renown, and I stand in awe, O Lord, of your work. In our own time, revive it. In our own time, make it known. In wrath, may you remember mercy. God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. The brightness was like the sun, rays came forth from his hand, where his power lay hidden. Before him went pestilence, and plague followed close behind. He stopped and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The eternal mountains were shattered along his ancient pathways. The everlasting hills sank low. I saw the tents of Cushan under affliction. The tent curtains of the land of Midian trembled. Was your wrath against the rivers, O Lord, or your anger against the rivers, or your rage against the sea, when you drove your horses, your chariots, to victory? You brandished your naked bow, sated were the arrows at your command. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. A torrent of water swept by. The deep gave forth its voice. The sun raised high its hands. The moon stood still in its exalted place at the light of your arrows speeding by, at the gleam of your flashing spear. In fury you trod the earth, in anger you trampled nations. You came forth to save your people, to save your anointed. You crushed the head of the wicked house, laying it bare from foundation to roof. You pierced with your own arrows the head of its warriors, who came like a whirlwind to scatter us, gloating as if ready to devour the poor who were hiding. You trampled the sea with your horses, churning the mighty waters. I hear, and I tremble within. My lips quiver at the sound. Rottenness enters into my bones, and my steps tremble beneath me. I wait quietly for the day of calamity to come upon the land to attack us. Though the fig tree does not blossom, and no fruit is on the vines, though the produce of the olive fails, and the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt in the God of my salvation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The prophet speaks of judgment, judgment that is coming to everybody, all things, rivers, lakes, trees, mountains, forests, plants, people. And it's really tough. And he's got this thing called anxiety and fear. It says he trembles within. There's the difference between trembling with your hands and trembling inside your heart. Heart problems are heart problems sometimes. A lot of people think they're having a heart attack when they're having a panic attack because the symptoms are so similar. Our heart is related to our feelings and our anxieties and our fears. And if you've ever woken up in the middle of the night with your heart pounding, you know what that is. His lips quiver at the sound. There's tells. You know what a tell is? A tell where somebody has a quiver in their face or something that shows that they're actually nervous and anxious. And his lips are quivering at the sound. Rottenness enters into his bones. There's something deep inside him that's not wrong. His steps tremble beneath him. I've always found with running, when I'm actually having a lot of anxiety when I run, that I'm more likely to trip and fall. and I haven't done a scientific study on this, but the times I've tripped and fallen have often been times where, something else was kind of working on me in a way that is maybe more than normal. And I think that is part of that. When we're feeling all those things and they're happening to us, we often have trouble just walking. Our steps tremble beneath us. On the high wire ropes course that I used to use, long or thin cables stretched between trees, and you had a harness and you kind of challenge yourself. There was this thing called sewing machine legs. When you get out on the cable and your legs go up and down like a sewing machine, just involuntarily, and you try to calm them down to steady yourself. And this kind of anxiety is like this. There's a physical effect to it. The body keeps a score. In our very being, we experience anxiety and fear. And it makes so many other things so difficult. We wait quietly for the day of calamity. He does that. But then he says this, and this is really what faith is. This is faith right here. If the fig tree doesn't blossom and there's no fruit, if the fields, the trees, the olive trees don't produce any olive oil or olives, if the flock dies, if the sheep flock dies, basically if all his economic and relational and support falls away, if everything dies, everything falls apart, everything that I'm trusting in, everything that I hope for, everything that I've been depending on, if all that goes away, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt in the God of my salvation. What he's saying here is not that we should have a pie in the sky, there's no real problems, there's nothing difficult. No, he's saying we need to acknowledge the real anxiety and fear of what we're up against, but also to realize that no matter what happens, God has us and we have God. That we'll still rejoice in what God is doing in our lives and in the world. That's what he says he's going to do. And that is faith. It's not even having that rejoicing now. It's not even having the faith now. It's faith for the future. If this all falls apart, I know who God is. And I know I can still praise God. I know God will still be with me in those times. And I hope you know that today too. No matter what you're facing, what you're fearing, that ultimately, no matter what happens, God will have you and you will have God. And to me, that's where the prophet goes. And that's why this resonates with me down through the ages in a really special way. So hope you can hear that word. If the fig tree doesn't blossom, the olives fail, and the flocks run away, we'll still rejoice. Because rejoicing here is not just being giddy or happy or saying silly things. It is really knowing that God loves us and feeling that kind of love from God and knowing it and being assured of it. And that's what rejoicing really is, and saying, God is good. Even though I can't see through the clouds, God is good. Amen. For this last Sunday and this week. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And a prayer for mission. Lord Jesus Christ, you stretched out your arms of love on the hardwood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace. So clothe us in your Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name.